Good evening, God's beautiful listeners. It's your girl, it's Mikayla, Real Talk with your girl, Miss K. And it's so awesome to be tuning in, for you guys to be tuning in to us, to this session, you know. We have Delia Preston with us whole week, and we are just so blessed for her words of wisdom, her knowledge. She is the pastor at Light Ministries. And if you didn't hear what happened last week, guys, it was one to touch and move your heart. So this week we will be discussing having a child out of God's will. You know, and this is basically a child before for marriage. You know, normally it is said to have a child in marriage. That is the will of God. You know, but it doesn't mean that when you don't do it that way, that that child wasn't purposed to be in your life. So we will say basically a child out of wedlock. And I know a lot of young people struggle with this because it is just so frequent. It's not considered as a bad thing. It's not considered as something to look down on anymore. It's just seen as whatever. You know, I would say the situation of where it's done in is not biblical, you know, but the child, the gift that God has given you, you know, that is purposed by God. And because God knows our journey, you know, that he knew that that child was purposed for a reason. And whatever that reason is, whatever situation you end up in with that child, know that that child is still a gift, you know. So, Delia, tell us about your story.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Mikayla. Thank you for having me back here this week. So what happened was I grew up in the church. I was 6 years old when my mother accepted the Lord. So I basically grew up in church, was baptized when I was 9 years old. But somehow when I came to 16 years old, I felt like I was missing out, and that my friends at school, you know, they were enjoying their life, and I felt like my life was boring and I was missing out. And so the enemy lied to me, and I started becoming interested in things that we would deem as worldly in the church, you know, the music at the time, the club scene, and so forth. So the enemy drawed me in, and then I've heard someone say sin will take you further than you ever thought that you'd go. And I never realized that I would ever end up being a teenage pregnant statistic, you know. But after matric, I just finished matric and I found myself pregnant. And I was shocked. Somehow I thought I would never be one of those girls. But I became one of those girls, you know, because of disobedience. And I was very, very ashamed, very embarrassed. I thought that I disappointed, you know, my family and disappointed myself and so forth. And I walked with a lot of shame, you know, but God remains faithful that even through that, and also obviously the guy did not take responsibility, but decided to up and leave, which was another huge disappointment. I think there's no, the hurt of rejection, it really goes deep down, you know, and it really takes God to heal that hurt. And so I even want to say to every girl, just be careful, because that is a pain like no other, you know, and you sometimes carry it even to the unborn child. So my life really changed after pregnancy. And I carried a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. But God was faithful, like you said, Mikayla, that although the act, you know, is wrong and you have to face the consequences thereof, God is still faithful and his love is still so uncomprehending that he blessed me with a beautiful baby girl who is Michaela Preston, sitting in front of me today, you know, and I'm amazed at her life. I'm amazed at this gift that God has given me. So gifted, so talented. And like I say, that is the grace of God, that even though sometimes we mess up and we make mistakes, sometimes detrimental mistakes that changes our lives forever, God is still gracious and He's still faithful. I want to say to that girl today that may have found out that she's pregnant, that may have found out that the guy doesn't care, I want to say, turn to Jesus, turn to Christ. He can turn every situation around. Know that you're not alone if you call on the Lord. He's a gracious Father that loves no matter what. Even when we sin, as long as we turn around from that sin, you know, He said to the lady that was found in the act of adultery, He said to her, go and sin no more. But He refused, although He was the only one that could throw those stones at her. He said to her, I won't throw a stone. You know, I see your guilt, but my grace is more than sufficient for you. Go and sin no more. And although Jesus could have wounded her, He decided to not and extend grace. And so I want to say to you, God loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, you made a mistake. Yes, you need to go to God and repent and tell Him that you are sorry and turn away from that sin. But God can turn every mess into a message. He can turn your scars into stars. He can turn that test into a testimony. And today, what the enemy meant for evil for my life, God turned it around. What the enemy meant for embarrassment, God turned it around. And today, I can serve the Lord along with my daughter. I can see her grow up into a beautiful young woman, you know, that also loves the Lord, that are doing great exploits in His name. And that is the blessing that God turns around. Amen.
Amen. That is awesome. So I want to dive a bit deeper in, and I want to know that being in that situation, obviously you reject it now, and it's painful. And some women don't know how to deal with rejection, so they jump to the next relationship and get pregnant there, and jump to that just to be loved and accepted. How does one handle something like that?
You know, at the end of the day, this happens to many girls that has grown up in a home where there's no father, or they haven't experienced the true love of a father. Many times, girls that have grown up without the love of a father, we tend to look for it in relationships. Mm. I grew up in a single parent home, and I actually yearned for the love of a father, and I didn't know that. And I thought that a boyfriend, you know, will fulfill that emptiness inside of me, you know. And many times we tend to give a guy everything. And usually at that age, most guys are looking for just the physical aspect. And so as a girl, you'll give everything because you're yearning for that love. You desire that love. There's a scar, you know, there's a wound. And so we are quick to satisfy every desire that a guy wants. And even, you know, when you know it's wrong, but you don't want to lose this guy, so you're going to give him, you know, that physical aspect that's supposed to be precious and only for marriage. And so when we do that, we hand over this precious gift that only should have been for marriage. Because when a guy marries you, he cuts covenant with you. He tells you, you know, that you are mine forever. You know, that we are going, that no matter what, I'm your husband. And so when we don't, when we don't have that and we give this thing over so easily, you know, we are open to rejection. We are open to being hurt and wounded even further. All that I can say today is that the only one that can truly love you is God. That yearning, that wound, that desire for the love of a father, the love of a man, you know, only God can give you that, young girl, young woman. And so I want to say to you, what you need to do is go down on your knees and say, Lord, there's this wound in my heart. I desire a love, the love of a man, a father. I've looked for it in guys, in men, but I keep on getting hurt. I keep on getting rejected. Lord, you take that wound and heal it. You turn it around for me. I pray that my desire will be you, Lord, that you will fill this emptiness with your love in Jesus' name. And then you decide to wait on God. Wait on God to bring you the right man. The man that will say, you know, I don't want to do anything outside of marriage. I want to make you an honest woman. I want to cut covenant with you through marriage. You know, you wait for the one that God has in store for you. And if you wait for him, I can tell you that God will turn things around and that you will have a beautiful relationship if you wait on God. And it will be pure, it will be holy before the Lord, and it will be blessed, exceedingly blessed.
No, that is true. That is definitely true. It's like I said, it's such an... how can I say, an everyday thing now to see young people, younger than myself, having kids early and like out of marriage. And you see these young women struggle, you know, as single parents. And like me growing, like I'm 27 right now, and I still feel like I'm a child. And if I was put in a position to raise another child, I don't know what I would do, because I'm still trying to find me. I'm still trying to get to know who I am. And you don't have the space to do that when you are raising a child to be the best version they can be, you know. And there's some mothers that take that frustration out on the child when they were the one that had the child before the time. But now they realize that this child is a responsibility and they can't have the freedom that they've had before. So they, in some way, disown the child or pass the child on to a grandparent or send them away, you know. How can one deal with that?
You see, that is why God puts rules in place, you know, because he knows how difficult it is. We were meant to be raised by two parents and not one parent. That is the ordinance of God. That's why God instilled marriage, you know, so that two people will be responsible. And so when we do things outside of God or outside of his will, like I said, there's consequences. And the consequences thereof, like you said, it's the young mom struggling, you know, struggling financially, struggling to make ends meet, struggling. She has to juggle working. She has to struggle being a mom on her own, you know, and that was never God's plan for us. And so it's this
cycle
that happens. And so now a child is, it happens again, you know, it's a generational thing where now this child grows up without a father or a mother and this child is wounded and so it goes on. So what I would say is it is so important to obey God's word. God doesn't just put rules there because he's this fierce judging God that wants you to obey him and do what he tells you to do. Many of the rules of the commands that are there is to safeguard us. It's to protect us. It's to bless us. That is his love for us. That's why the commandments are put in place. That's why his ordinances, his precepts, his statutes are put there so that our lives can be blessed.
That is so true. And Dina, I just want to thank you so much for your words of wisdom, because the things that you are saying is things that we need to know as young people, but sometimes we don't feel easy to accept it from our parents, you know, because we always think that they are trying to control us. Mm-hmm. But what you've said obviously comes from experience, guys, and I can truly say that without God directing your journey, there's no way you can succeed in this journey of you raising your child or you being strong, you know, because you will fall back in sin. So I just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with Miss K. Be blessed, stay blessed, and God bless you.